From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection for this hour was made in college dining halls and dorm rooms. Sarah Goodenough went to Boston for school. She started to eat the rather typical college diet. A lot of ramen noodles, a lot of fast food, sometimes three fast food meals a day. And 5 years ago, here was the result. Her weight had risen to almost 300 pounds. How could she lose weight? Well, she came back to Rochester and was still struggling, and her doctor warned her that she had signs of fatty liver disease. It's a lot more common in people much older. Her eating was really damaging her body. Eventually, she discovered the China study by T. Colin Campbell, and she decided to try a plant-based diet. Well, that included some physical withdrawal. Her body was not used to a life without processed foods. But here she is today, a remarkable success story. Having cut her weight essentially in half, she's created a business called Kitchen Verde. It's a whole food, plant-based meal delivery program. And this is the summer of food on Connections. We get all kinds of questions for Sarah Goodenough of Kitchen Verde, my guest for the hour. It's great to see you here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I want to kind of talk about the personal story first, and I want to go all the way back to your childhood because you grew up in Greece, is that right?
I did, yes.
I mean, the town of Greece, right here in the Rochester area. What kind of eater were you as a kid?
My parents were pretty healthy, so for the most part, you know, they would try to keep us eating healthy foods and fruits and vegetables. But, you know, when my mom would have to work, I would often like get fast food or like McDonald's, or we would beg my parents to get us McDonald's. But it was more when I got older, like my teenage years, when I started to eat a little unhealthy. But I was really active. So I was a dancer and I played sports. So I was able to like maintain a pretty healthy weight. But yeah, it was once I got into college and I had full control over what I was eating. And I also didn't really have much of an active lifestyle when I was there that I started to gain a lot of weight.
Okay. So, but when you did head off to college, though, from the Rochester area, you were pretty fit?
Yeah. I wasn't like morbidly obese like I was toward the end of it, but I had started to gain weight my senior year of high school. That's okay. When I really started to kind of like go off on my own, you know, go off with friends and just eat like pizza and whatever I wanted. Basically, my mom didn't, I didn't really eat dinners with my parents as often as I did growing up. So
no, there's always lessons to learn from autonomy.
Yes.
Making our own choices. But when did you really sort of confront the fact that in your college years that your weight had started to kind of get out of control? Did you just accept that? Was that difficult for you? What was going on?
I wouldn't say I like kind of accepted it, but unwillingly, you know, it really started to get bad and I started to notice it when I didn't fit in the clothes that I had come to Boston in. And I ended up having to like buy sweatpants and I would basically like, I was kind of in denial. Like I wouldn't buy a new size pair of jeans. Like I would just buy clothes that were stretchy that I could just wear and not really like think about the fact that I had gone up like three sizes in my pants. And, I remember like starting to get stretch marks even and being like, what is this? And I called my mom and she like looked at it when she came to visit me and she's like, oh, that's like a stretch mark. So I remember all of these things and I remember thinking to myself, like, this isn't me. Like I didn't really feel ever like it was me. And I knew that eventually like I'd have to get a hold of what was going on. But again, I was kind of in denial. So I thought maybe I had health issues that were causing it, but...
And by the way, I mean, I understand talking about weight numbers can be taboo. Sarah has been very public about her remarkable story, and I admire you for that. Because we're going to get to where you are today and how you got here in a minute. But your highest weight that you know was what?
It was 298 pounds. 298. That was my highest, yes.
Yeah. And was there a moment that, I mean, when you saw that, did you think, I can't add anymore?
Yes.
I don't want to see a three in that. This has to change. That was
That's exactly what happened. I was at the doctor's office. She weighed me. It said 298 pounds. And I'm like, wow. Like, I'm almost at the 300 mark. Like, I can't get to that point. And luckily, like, I didn't gain another pound after that. But
now in college, you were kind of doing the thing that a lot of us do. You know, you eat what you can, dining hall food, meals in the dorm room, a lot of ramen noodles, probably a lot of high fat, you know, fast food, a lot of fast food?
A lot of fast food. A lot of grilled cheese sandwiches too, because it was cheap and I always had that.
What was your go-to fast food?
Go-to fast food was usually McDonald's or pizza. Like I loved pizza. And when I went to McDonald's, I'd always get like the double cheeseburger or, you know, the large fry. It was always, I would like binge eat a lot too. So it was a lot of times where I was like emotionally eating. And I think that's why I got to that highest point.
Did you cook at all? Most college students don't actually cook, but no. I mean, did you know how to cook? Did you grow up cooking at all?
My mom taught me how to cook, but I didn't really get into cooking until I was an adult. So even in college, like the most I did with cooking was, like I said, ramen noodles, grilled cheese sandwiches, but also, you know, you're living on a budget when you're in school. So, yeah.
Yeah. And probably a good example in your situation with your weight gain of being able to put on a lot of weight and eat unhealthily, even on a budget. I mean, we've had conversations in this community where people say, well, how could people who are struggling with income or on the poverty line, how could we have so much obesity? Well, you know, that's probably not difficult, right? To find sort of cheap, easy calories. Is that what you found?
Oh, yeah. I definitely found it to be easier to find cheap, like easy, bad calories than healthy calories. I mean, I feel like that's a huge component of obesity and weight gain in America. There's just not a lot of healthy, quick options out there.
Talking to Sarah Goodenough of Kitchen Verde for the Summer of Food, her remarkable weight loss story. And let's work through that now. The day that you saw that 298 when you were at the doctor's, you were how old? When was that?
Oh, that was probably when I was 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't gain any more weight, but you didn't lose a lot of weight quickly? Or what was the process like for you then?
The process was, I tried like a bunch of different diets. So, you know, I tried like Weight Watchers and, you know, Advocare, like a bunch of the fad diets. And I was able to lose like 20 pounds from doing those, but I couldn't lose any more and I couldn't figure out why. So a lot of it was I lost some of the weight and I stuck there for a while until I had decided to like overhaul my entire lifestyle, which was after I read the China study.
And that wasn't those little, you know, sort of 10, 20 pounds here and there that wasn't good enough for you.
No. And, you know, a lot of it was that I was still eating the foods that like the bad foods that I was eating before, but it was more like I was trying to portion control it.
Okay.
And I think, you know, you become kind of addicted to that food and it's really hard to like portion control those bad things that you're eating.
Yeah, listeners, one of the things we're going to get into with Sarah is when she made that dramatic change in her eating, was there actual physical withdrawal? And I think the answer is yes. We're going to talk about that because I've wondered about that. I've wondered about our addiction to sugar, the way that our body responds to processed foods, things like that. So Sarah has a lot to talk about there. So, you know, maybe you lose 20 pounds here and there, but you wanted to make that dramatic change. And I think what I've heard is that you came back to Rochester. You finished school at Boston, and you got into what? What was work for you?
When I came back here, I actually ended up going to nursing school.
A nursing school, okay.
So when I graduated nursing school, I worked at Strong, and I worked in a medical ICU progressive care unit. And I remember they had like a weight loss challenge, and that's when I started to like, again, kind of dive in and try like full force ahead to lose some weight. I had only managed to lose like 10 pounds at that because I wasn't really 100% committed to it. But it was shortly after that when I had read the China. Oh, actually, I read the China study before that, but it was shortly after that I had tried like full force went into eating plant-based. And that's when I really started to see the results. The first week that I went plant-based, I lost 11 pounds alone. And that was the most that I had lost in a short period of time. Since I had tried all these other diets. So.
Now, when it comes to plant-based, what Sarah's talking about, the China study, avid listeners of this program have heard the Campbells. T. Colin Campbell himself was on recently, but his son Tom, and this is a family that's done a lot of work in plant-based diet as a kind of essentially a medicine, a kind of medical approach to reversing disease, heart disease, and the like. And the China study was a seminal work. So for Sarah, this was like this, well, this may be the key, but you've got to make, when we talk about a dramatic change, plant-based diet, going from double cheeseburgers, you know, and fast food to plant-based is about as far as you can go. Did you decide to do it gradually or did you going to go cold turkey?
At first I did it gradually and then I realized that it was probably best to just go cold turkey. So I committed, I said to myself, I'm going to do it for 3 weeks. And if I really hate it and I feel terrible, then I can go back to doing whatever I want to do. But obviously at the end of the 3 weeks, I felt 100 times better.
But 3 weeks, I mean, at the end of the first week, you might not have felt the same as the end.
No.
So, all right, so let's go through those early days because we've got listeners who may be thinking about doing exactly this. So you decided 21 days And if nothing changes, if I hate this, I will stop. But I will commit to 21 days of full plant-based. Mm-hmm. Before you even started, did you have to have like a day-by-day meal plan? A lot of people have to sort of learn how to eat plant-based throughout the day, not just one meal.
Yes. So I actually bought the Campbell plan, which is kind of like a follow-up to the China study. And he had a two-week meal plan in the back of that book that had recipes associated with it. So I kind of prepped my meals based on that, and which honestly, like that's essential to changing your lifestyle or changing your eating habits is having meals prepared for you or having them on hand. So I did it that way. And the first week was actually really terrible. I'm not going to lie. I felt really exhausted. I felt tired. I had headaches. But, you know, I went on, you know, my Google internet and I found out that a lot of times you can withdraw from sugar. You can withdraw from like high saturated fats. So
that was physical withdrawal?
Physical withdrawal. And it was, I mean, it was at times like really bad at first. And then of course,
headaches.
Headaches. Yes. Headaches and the exhaustion. Like I just felt really tired and I had already felt lethargic beforehand all the time, like at baseline. So to feel extra tired, I was kind of frustrated, but I just decided to stick with it. And I also talked to my doctor and she said, you know, just stick with it. So toward the beginning of the second week was when I started to feel like a ton better, like a lot more energy. I had a lot more stamina. I was a lot less lethargic throughout the day. I also cut out like caffeine and everything at that time too. So I was just drinking like decaffeinated tea, a lot of water.
Oh,
so yeah, it was like a huge transition.
Coffee too.
I know. Yeah, that was really tough. So, but the second week it was a lot better, and it does take your body a little while to adjust to like all the beans and everything too. So I get a lot of questions about that from our customers, and you know I tell them to just stick with it, and your body takes a while to adjust to anything. So
did you think at any point, even with the headaches, this is hard, but this is a sign that my body is reacting to something? Did in any weird way, did that tell you that something was happening?
Yes. So I became obsessed with reading about nutrition and how it affects your body. So I knew that my body would go through some kind of withdrawal from these, you know, bad things that I was eating for so long. So I kind of felt like it was like a detox, like detoxing my body. And that's always in anything that you're detoxing from or withdrawing from. It's usually painful at first, but once you get through that part, you feel great at the end of it. So I just kept focused on the positive.
Were you liking the food?
Yes.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I did experiment quite a bit at first, and there were things that I really just couldn't like, textures that I didn't like, and then things that I really loved. And what I really focused on was creating things that resembled foods that I ate before. So, like, I used to love meatloaf and burgers, so I would Instead of doing meatloaf, I would do like a lentil loaf or bean burgers and things like that and pastas. So stuff that I was used to and accustomed to, I thought that made the transition a lot easier.
And so by the end of the second week, you said you were feeling a lot better. Third week, before you even got to 21 days, did you think, I got this, I can do this?
100%. I at that point, I was like, there's no way I'm going back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And even after 21 days, if someone would have brought you a McDonald's double cheeseburger, what would you have done with it?
I would have thrown it out. There's no way that I would eat it.
Not even just for like a weak little moment? No.
No.
No desire?
No desire.
When's the last time you had fast food like that?
That
was it. I mean, did you ever go back?
I mean, yes, there were times where I had definitely tried it again, and I got really sick. I ate barbecue a couple years ago, and it was the first time in years that I had eaten any kind of like red meat or any meat like that. And it made me so incredibly sick that I thought I had a kidney infection. I ended up getting a fever. So my body like just can't digest that food anymore. And to me, like my body rejecting it was just like a big sign, like, okay, you're on the right track. You've been doing the right thing. Like keep it going. Don't look back.
3 weeks in after those 21 days, had you lost countable weight?
Yeah. So 3 weeks in, I can't remember exactly how much weight I'd lost, but it was definitely like 20 to 25 pounds.
Wow, that fast.
Yeah, I lost about 100 pounds within the first year. So
100 pounds in the first year. And then what's the total weight loss been?
I've lost 146 pounds now.
146.
Yeah, like a whole human. A whole adult human being.
I mean, it's essentially half your weight.
It is, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so let's get our only break of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what she decided to do next, what Kitchen Verde is. One of my favorite things to talk about is meal prep and creative stuff. And Sarah has thought a lot about the fact that you wanted to replace cheese, for example. I love that. There's a great story there. And there's a lot more with it. So Sarah Goodenough of Kitchen Verde on the Summer of Food next on Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Friday on the next Connections. If we were redesigning school days from scratch, I want to know, what do you think the school day should look like? I mean the classroom setup. What kids do during the day? What would change? What should change? That's a conversation with educators who've thought long about it, but we'd love to hear from you as well. Then in our second hour, the city of Rochester has a new climate action plan. Does it match what residents wanted? We'll talk about it. Welcome back to Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. It's the Summer of Food on Connections, the second hour of Thursdays this summer. Different conversations about food, agriculture, restaurants, dining, trends in the industry. And when we got ready for Summer Food, I can't tell you how many listeners were telling us, you got to meet Sarah Goodenough. And I hadn't yet. I like to think I know everything about this town. I didn't. And so here she is, and you're hearing why. Her story, almost getting to 300 pounds in her college days. She's lost essentially half that weight, 146 pounds, after going to a plant-based diet, 100 pounds in the first year. And she created something called Kitchen Verde. So you'd lost that weight. I do want to ask if your friends and family, first of all, they had to be proud of you. They had to be, I'm sure people were excited
for you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. My friends and family have been so supportive.
That's great. Did anybody, though, say, I want to do what you're doing? Or did they say, that's great, that seems impossible? I mean, what's been the reaction?
At first, a lot of people were kind of like weirded out about it, and nobody really showed too much interest in it. But within the past couple of years where it became noticeable and I started working out a lot, so they saw my lifestyle like 100% different than it used to be, then people started to become more interested in trying it. So I actually went back to school for a post-bac pre-med program at U of R, and that's when I started to prep my meals a lot. And I helped out a friend that was having some blood pressure issues and decided that we would see if we could have other people do it. So I originally asked my cousin, Megan, if she would commit to it for 4 weeks. I said, just pay for the groceries. I'll prep all the meals for you. And she said, okay, yeah, no problem. And she ended up losing 11 pounds in the 4 weeks. And then from there, some of my friends decided to try it. And I took on like a couple new people every week because it started to become so popular that I couldn't take on too many at a time. Because at this time, I was just doing it out of my kitchen and it was just kind of like no big deal. I was nursing Monday through Friday and then doing this on the weekends. So once it got a little bigger, we started renting a restaurant kitchen on the weekends in Brockport. And then from there, we moved to the big commercial kitchen we're in now, which is on Culver Road at Lorraine's Food Factory.
And Kitchen Verde is kitchen-verde.com, V-E-R-D-E. The name comes from?
Green kitchen.
This is green. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Any other additional meaning for you, though? No, you just wanted just green kitchen.
Green kitchen. I just kind of wanted the name to be simple, just like
and it
a
is,
plant-based
yeah.
diet.
Yeah. And, you know, what is the short description now of the bulk of what you do with Kitchen Verde?
So the bulk of what we do are whole food, plant-based meal delivery. We do breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. We do cold pressed juices and one guilt-free dessert every week. Our menu changes every week. You can go right on our website, order between Sunday and Friday, and have your meals delivered to your house on Sunday. And then we also do catering as well.
I mean, it's like a local version of Blue Apron or Purple Carrot in a vegan way.
Yes. Purple Carrot. And the meals are prepared for you. So you really just have to pop them in the microwave or the oven.
Actually, that's the biggest difference. I mean, those services are meal delivery, but you've got to prep them. These are prepped for you.
They're prepped for you. They're fresh every week, so they're never frozen. And yeah, you just pop them in your microwave, pop them in the oven, and bring them to work for lunch or dinner. It makes it super convenient.
Did you find people typically want to do the entire week? Do they want just dinners? Do they want one meal a week? I mean, what's kind of the majority of your customer base?
We have all sorts of different customers, but most of them do like supplement their lunch and dinners throughout the week. Some will do the full breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some will add the whole shebang and get the snacks too, get some of the juices. We have some people that will do juice cleanses with us too, so.
And if you're going to do, let's say you want to do three dinners, like what's a dinner cost? How much?
A dinner is about $9.
$9
mm-hmm.
for one serving?
Yes.
Okay. And easy enough for people to order two servings, so maybe $18, two servings of that. Mm-hmm. And if they do it three times a week, I mean, that is, I'm asking because I'm thinking of the Blue Apron customers who may be listening right now. And if you're getting three meals a week for two people, that's about $60. That's $54 here. The difference is It's already cooked and prepped, or it's already prepped for you.
Right, it's all cooked for you, and portioned out.
Okay, interesting. And how fast did you see the customer base grow with this? You know, what has been the growth for you?
It's been very quick. So I've just been kind of winging it in the beginning just because it was growing so quickly. And like I said, I would only take on a few customers at a time. Once we got our e-commerce site up toward the end of the summer last year, it was a little easier to take more orders. And then once we got into the larger kitchen, it made it so that we were able to hold the capacity of what we were putting out. So it's been continually growing. It's been doing really well. And
has it ever been doing too well to the point where you got nervous?
In the beginning, yes. There were several times where I was really nervous and really overwhelmed. But that's when I just decided, okay, well, I'll take on 5 new customers a week. And then once I was able to do more, I would take 10 new customers a week. So once I was able to, like, control the amount of people that I was taking on, and people were not getting upset and being okay with going on, like, a waiting list type thing, then it was a lot better.
I mean, you're aware there are people listening right now.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're ready for that. Sarah Goodenough of Kitchen Verde, kitchen-verde.com. And listeners, if you got any questions about how you put together meals and the creation of meals, we're going to talk in a moment about how Sarah has put together the menus and how they change, what she does to substitute for cheese, cooking without oils, which is a challenge and that she's talked about in the past. We're going to talk about in a moment. But any questions or comments you have, especially on plant-based cooking and meal prep or what Sarah is doing, it's 844-295-TALK, toll-free, 844-295-8255. Or 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester, 263-9994. You told Tracy Schumacher of the Democrat and Chronicle that cooking without oils, challenge.
Yes, that was definitely a challenge at first. Now I can't even, I mean, I don't even have really any oil. I don't really see any need to cook with it. But it's all about technique and experimenting. So we usually use vegetable broth. We make our own homemade vegetable broth at Kitchen Verde, and we'll use that to do all of our cooking. And we know how to saute. So with vegetable broth, it does take a little bit longer to get that caramelized effect. But if you use just a tiny bit and add it in gradually, then you'll end up getting the caramelization effect after like 10 minutes.
So it takes a little longer.
It does take a little longer, yeah.
Okay, but that's just something that you get used to.
Yep.
And if you think of cooking as a social thing, which I do, no big deal.
Right.
Keep the music flowing.
Yes.
And when it comes to things like risottos, do you make any risottos, things
like
that?
Yeah, actually, tomato risottos on the menu right now.
Okay, see? One of my complaints, let's just say hypothetically, I've tried purple carrot in the past,
mm-hmm.
Vegan version kind of a Blue Apron. The risottos have been kind of boring, and they use water. Nothing wrong with water,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to use things like chicken stock or animal stock, so if you're making risotto, what do you use for a stock?
So we use our vegetable stock,
okay.
Yes.
And better than water?
Flavorful? Much better. Definitely more flavorful. And you're getting the flavors from all the different vegetables that you're putting into the vegetable stock. And then on top of that, we also use, we puree tomatoes, and we use the tomatoes as liquid too. So it gets really infused with the tomatoes and then some fresh herbs. And it's so flavorful. It's really good.
You can check out the menu at kitchen-verde.com. I see the phone ringing. We're going to get to that in a second. I want to also ask you, so Greg, hang there. We're going to come to you in just a moment here. But I also want to ask you about replacing cheese, because that was something that you wanted to do.
Yes.
I have a friend named Jill, and Jill, if you're listening, you know where I'm going with this. Her vegan shells are, I request those often, because she also kind of figured out a way, and she used nuts.
Yes.
Same thing that you kind of took. Did you play around? What kind of nuts do you use, and what's the process like?
We generally use cashews if we're getting, you know, like that, like American cheese or like mozzarella cheese kind of flavor, even cheddar-y. If you want to do something like feta, we'll use almonds. But cashews are pretty much the base of most of our cheese sauces. And then nutritional yeast we'll use also.
Yeah, and just as someone whose friend makes, you know, sort of a version of what Sarah and Kitchen Verde are doing there, I can say I like it better than the cheese.
Yes.
I mean, me too. It's not like, it's good for vegan. I think it's great.
It's really good, yeah.
When you first were making that and you saw how good it could taste when it came out, was it like an aha moment? Were you thinking, wow, we've done it?
Yes. Actually, I remember in the kitchen last summer because we had tried so many different like cheese recipes, mac and cheese recipes, and nothing would ever come out the way that we wanted it exactly. And I'll never forget the moment. It was a weekend in the middle of summer. I want to say it was in July. And we had decided to throw like some roasted red peppers in with the cashews to make like a nacho cheese sauce. And One of my staff members tried it and was like, oh my gosh, like everybody needs to try this right now. Like dip this tortilla in it. Like it was really good. And we all got super excited. And yeah, it literally tastes like nacho cheese.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Sarah Goodenough, yeah. Our guest here. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Greg in Rochester first. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Greg. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry, my phone's not working that well. My question is regarding warming up the meals, oven or microwave. It doesn't seem to me, or maybe you can help me understand better, Sarah, that microwave fits into this concept of plant-based eating, eating healthy. Would it change the consistency or taste? So help me out there.
Yeah. So I know that there is like different speculation behind microwaving food and how it affects the integrity and the nutrition of the food. For convenience sake, it is easy to just microwave them. But if you want to keep the integrity of the food and the nutritional value of it better, then I always recommend putting it in an oven safe pan and putting it in the oven, or just putting it in a saute pan to heat it up.
Terrific. Thank you, and congratulations on the journey.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, Greg, thank you very much. Josh on Twitter, I tried to avoid this, but Josh and several others have said this. So Josh just says, that cannot be a real name.
What?
Sarah's last name is good enough.
Oh.
And it's spelled exactly like that.
It is.
I thought it was going to be pronounced good now, but it's good now.
A lot of people think that, but it is just good enough. Yep.
That's the actual name.
That is the name.
What's the historical background on the name?
It's actually my married name, so it's my husband's name, and I believe it's like Russian and German. I don't know. They have like there's like a really good history to it, but it really is good enough.
Her husband's name is Nawt. Not.
not good enough.
That is not true. That is not true. Sarah Goodenough, my guest. Jeff in Rochester next on the phone. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
You know, I've been a customer of yours for a few months now, and I can't say enough good things about how good the food is.
Awesome.
You know, when I first talked to my wife about becoming vegan, she looked at me like I was crazy. and I understand that. And, you know, a lot of people think you're, you know, doing nothing but eating carrots and lettuce and stuff like
yep.
that. But it's been an adjustment we've made that's been very easy. I guess I have a question I'd like to ask you about weight loss.
Sure.
I've been doing this for about 4 months. I've lost probably about 30 pounds. But
awesome.
In the last 8 weeks or so, my weight has been probably fluctuating at about a 1 pound range, which I realize you hit plateaus and stuff like
oh, yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Do you have any, like, and again, in a way, I really can't say eating a whole lot less, but I don't know. I'd appreciate any thoughts you had on, you know, will it eventually kick back in terms of weight loss? Because I still think I'm eating way less than obviously I used to.
Hey, Jeff, Jeff, just let me jump in because I'm going to let Sarah answer that in just a second. But before I let you go, I want you to tell us what your favorite meal has been from them, because people have been asking questions about the menu. This comes up all the time when we talk vegan. Totally understandable, because if people have questions about, is it just carrots, things like that. What's been your favorite meal, Jeff?
Well, I have to complain because Sarah hasn't had the pumpkin or sweet potato gnocchis in a while on the menu.
They're on next
those
week.
Are they're fantastic, and I would dare anybody to try those and compare them to anything else. They're really, really good.
Awesome.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the phone call. I'll let Sarah answer that question. And sort of just the back and forth that can happen once you sort of plateau on weight. What do you think?
Yeah, so that definitely always happens. Same thing happened to me. What I ended up doing was increasing my water intake and eating more frequently. So I would eat, instead of the 3 meals a day, I'd end up eating like a lot more snacks. That boosts your metabolism up, because that's generally what happens when you plateau. It's your metabolism just needs a little more boost. So if you eat more frequently and eat or drink more water, that's going to help boost your metabolism. And always drinking a ton of cold water with each meal that you're eating. And then incorporating like a little bit of exercise, some walks or running or, you know, any kind of exercise, really any kind of physical activity will help get you back to losing.
I want to ask a question, and I want to be very careful because I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. I'm just wondering how Sarah feels about this, having as someone who lost 146 pounds after getting all the way up to 298 pounds. Do you feel, Sarah, that that there's sort of a comfortable, healthy body weight based on a person's size and then just general level of physical activity, and that this kind of a lifestyle, plant-based, will help you get there. It might be different for everybody. So what Jeff may be experiencing is he lost 30 pounds, his body sort of gets to kind of an equilibrium,
mm-hmm.
and every doctor listening is going, what are you doing, Evan? I don't know. I'm just wondering if you feel that way, though. Do you feel, you know, because for you, it's not 128 or 175 or whatever. It's where you are now.
Right.
But it's comfortable. You're eating healthily. You have a pretty active lifestyle. And it may go up and down 2 or 3 pounds here mm-hmm. and there. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I feel like everybody has, like, their own healthy weight. And for me, you know, I've kind of been at the same weight for a while now, but I mean, if people haven't seen me in the past 6 months and see me now, they're like, wow, you look like you've lost a lot of weight. But I've also just become a runner, and I've been doing a lot more activity and gaining a lot of muscle, working out with a trainer at No Limits. And it just depends on, like, what you're doing, your level of activity, like what your body type is, there's just so many contributing factors. So it could just be, you know, like, you've reached your healthy weight and you're just maintaining at that point. So, yeah.
My guest is Sarah Goodenough as we have our Summer of Food conversation about her work with Kitchen Verde, kitchen-verde.com, and her personal journey and her story on weight loss using plant-based diet. Kristen on Twitter says, what? How have I not heard about this? I've been vegan in Rochester for 3 years. Well, you've heard now, Kristen. And Holly on Twitter says, I have some of her lasagna in my freezer right now. What do you make the lasagna with?
The lasagna, we have pureed butternut squash. There's sauteed spinach, portobellos. We do a tofu ricotta, our homemade marinara, brown rice pasta, so it's gluten-free. And it is one of our best sellers and most popular items. Usually when it comes on the menu, people are ordering huge batches of it, freezing it, like she said. So.
Okay. Maggie wants to know what you do for desserts.
So right now the desserts we have are, we have an apple spice cake, we have a lemon cake, we have lemon poppy seed muffins, blueberry muffins, pumpkin pie, apple crisp. So we have, and it's always seasonal. So our menus, we try to keep seasonal. So, and everything that we make is, for the most part, gluten-free, our desserts. So,
yeah. I also want to ask you about packaging. This is sort of maybe a strange question for listeners who haven't done a meal delivery kind of program or something like the Blue Aprons of the world. Again, Kitchen Verde is a little different in that the meal is prepped for you when it's delivered to you. But one of the complaints about the Blue Aprons of the world is that the packaging is not all that environmentally friendly. And you know, there's a lot to refrigerate, a lot of space taken up, et cetera. So what is it like for Kitchen Verde? If I become a Kitchen Verde customer, what's the packaging like? When is the delivery? When's that all happen?
So the delivery takes place on Sundays. The packaging is actually something that we're working on right now.
It's hard, isn't it? Honestly, it's hard, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And we've been using plastic because obviously that was kind of the cheaper way to go in the beginning. But right now we're in the process of doing research and trialing new concepts and new materials that are eco-friendly and biodegradable. So it's actually like a big concern for us too at Kitchen Verde. We want to make sure that we're being environmentally friendly, and plastic is definitely not the way to go. So as soon as we get a good packaging system, we're switching right over.
Sure, and it's got to be cost effective for you. I get that.
Right.
But I imagine you've had one or two customers ask about it.
Oh, yes. Yeah? It's definitely a big concern with our customers, and especially like the vegan and plant-based community, because, I mean, a lot of people adopt this diet not just for the health and wellness reasons, but just for sustainability reasons,
absolutely,
for social justice. So there are so many components that go into it.
Okay. All right. So that's something that they are thinking about and working on at Kitchen Verde. I don't mean for you to boost any competitors. I don't know. Do you have local competitors doing this? This is an interesting concept for me.
Yeah. No, there isn't really.
Of course you say you don't.
I mean, of course there's competitors out there. You know, there's a lot of national meal.
Yeah, I mean,
companies.
I guess you're still up against the purple carrots or whatever, even though that's a little different than what you're doing. But you're still,
right,
you're competing a little bit against that. But not on a local level that I have heard.
No.
What's as far afield as you deliver?
Right now we're in all of Monroe County. We also deliver to the Sands Cancer Center in Canandaigua. So it opens it up to people in Ontario County. We do that drop off on Mondays. We just had a big group of people out there that really wanted us to come out there, and we worked with Dr. Carrie Graff out there, and we set up the location. And then we have some people in Buffalo too, so we're hoping to expand to Buffalo within the year.
How many people working with you at Kitchen Verde?
Right now we have about 10 employees.
something like that. Okay. So a lot of growth there.
Yeah.
But room to grow more?
Yes, definitely. We are looking for a vegan chef, too. If there's any out there, vegan or plant-based chefs. So we're looking for anyone that likes to live this lifestyle and advocate for it and loves to cook plant-based food.
Okay.
Let us know.
Let me grab one more phone call. This is Sandra in Rochester. Go ahead, Sandra.
Evan, if people want to find out more about the plant-based diet, I suggest that they contact Ted D. Barnett, M.D., at Rochester Lifestyle Medicine. I learned about plant-based diet through his program. I have lost about 12 pounds in a few weeks, and it's awesome. A wonderful way to really understand what a plant-based diet is and how to do it yourself.
Sandra, thank you. Yeah, Ted's been on this program many times with the RAVS, the Rochester Area Vegan Society. I imagine you knew Ted.
Yeah. Ted is awesome, yep.
and thank you for that, Sandra. So let me just kind of start to wrap the conversation with Sarah Goodenough of Kitchen Verde with asking you, you know, what your vision now is for the future. I imagine if we would have gone back 5 years, this would blow you away that you're sitting here having this conversation.
Completely blow me away,
yeah.
Yes.
and in many ways, I would hope it inspires people who may have down days and struggle about their health and weight. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sarah is jacked here, guys. I mean, she's... you are, you know, you're doing wonderfully. What do you envision for the future? Is it growing Kitchen Verde as big as it goes? Is it sort of expanding? What do you want to do next?
Yes, we want to grow it as big as it goes, spread the word, and really, like, help as many people as we can transition to this lifestyle. I mean, it's so moving and so motivating to hear all of the success stories we've had here in Rochester and just to be such a huge part of helping people transition to a healthy life. So we want to do it for as many people as we can and as many places as we can.
And in our last minute, because people always wanted those specifics, real quick, name as many items as the menu as you can give me so people can envision, you know, what vegan cooking is like, what meals are like.
Well, we have white lasagna, we have our regular marinara lasagna, we have stuffed peppers, we have pizza mac and cheese, we have regular mac and cheese, we have Southwest spaghetti.
And again,
squash.
It's not cheese, guys.
It's no, really, yes, it's not real cheese.
Yeah.
We have risottos, we have different gnocchis, like the pumpkin gnocchis, we have sweet potato gnocchis, we have Alfredo, like a garlic Alfredo, and several different kinds of pastas. And we have, sesame cauliflower is a big one, sweet and sour cauliflower is another big one. And we do buffalo cauliflower, buffalo tofu wrap is really popular.
And what are you having for dinner tonight? That's my last question.
Tonight I'm having... What am I having? Probably lasagna. Yep, I've got some lasagna, so.
KitchenVerde.com is Kitchen-Verde, V-E-R-D-E. KitchenVerde.com. And Sarah Goodenough is the story behind it, telling the story of her weight loss, her struggle, and the success that she's had. And we will see. You know, this is one of those concepts where you go, ooh, man. Growth could be pretty electric here. So, and I'm not a booster. I don't own any stock in it. I'm not even a customer yet. But sometimes you look at something and you say, wow, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. It's the Summer of Food on Connections every Thursday at 1 o'clock. Thank you for being here and sharing
your
story
with us.
Thank
you so much. Thanks for having us.
Our thanks to Rob Braden, the engineer, and Megan Mack is the producer. You can get podcasts of every program here, wxxinews.org/connections, and the Summer of Food all summer long. Have a great afternoon. Talk to you Friday.